Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. This is Paul from Marion. As always, thanks so much for joining us on the DriveCast today. And as a reminder, you're able to find written devotional content for today's verse. Our team does such a good job writing up that content, and you can find that by selecting the notes or tapping the notes button in the app if you were to select the DriveCast devotional from there. We're going to be in James chapter 5. Verse 9 today, it says this: "Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door." James here gives us a clear command: don't grumble against one another. Now, why not? Obviously, we have some immediate answers. We know, we shouldn't grumble and complain against about other people. That's not something we should do. And yet, I don't know about you, but for me, I know just because I know I shouldn't do something doesn't mean that's always what happens, right? We can get into these patterns, and there are times when we have specific traits about ourselves that we really dislike, and maybe one of them is that we grumble and complain about other people. And so then I think it's helpful to consider, well, why not? What does the Bible have to say about this? I think many things. John 13:35, Jesus says, "By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And so a mark of a disciple of Jesus, that is a follower of Jesus, is to love brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's difficult to genuinely love someone if you're constantly complaining about them. A complaint and a grumble against someone gives this idea that we're not talking to them, we're complaining about them. One of our core values here at LifePoint as a church is authentic community. And when we go through membership class and we're talking with prospective members about becoming a member of the church, one of the expectations for members and staff as well, of course, is that we would talk to people, not about them. That we wouldn't be gossiping, we wouldn't be slandering, we wouldn't be sort of functioning in these underhanded, worldly, conniving sort of ways. And James knows that this is completely detrimental to the Christian community. And so he says, look, don't grumble against one another. If you have a problem with somebody, follow the biblical pattern. Go to them and explain to them how maybe you feel they have sinned against you. Explain to them what the situation is and work toward a resolution. If you need to then, in a second conversation, involve others, again, follow the biblical pattern there. But grumbling is not often about someone who has sinned against us. It's about some annoyance we have against someone else. It's about this secondary thing that maybe gets under our skin or that bothers us, or we maybe have an expectation of someone else that isn't realistic, or whatever it may be. Grumbling does not uplift. Grumbling does not encourage. Grumbling simply cuts down and causes division. And so, do you have a heart and a mouth that grumbles against others, that complains about others? And what might that reveal about what's going on in your own heart? So I think this concept really reveals perhaps a deeper issue. If we're so frustrated with others, often that's an indicator that there really is something, a point of dissatisfaction within ourselves. I think of Jesus, how frustrating people would have had to have been to him. How incredibly annoying it must have been to be Jesus and see people ignoring you, your own disciples making mistake after mistake, people crucifying you, and yet Jesus does not grumble against them. As he's crucified, he says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And so Jesus obviously is perfect, and that's revealed in the way in which he speaks about others. He does not complain about them. He does not grumble against them. He desires to love them and draw them toward himself. And I think as Jesus' people then, when we're cutting down, we're missing opportunities to uplift and to draw toward Christ. And again, I think all of that then is symptomatic of heart issues going on within you. Do you find enjoyment or a habit out of complaining against others? because you're maybe dissatisfied with something in yourself. And if you can cut down someone else, that somehow makes you feel a bit better. I don't know what it is for you, but maybe that's it. And with the warning then, James says that the judge is at the door. If I could go back to the verse, brothers, he says, so that you may not be judged, behold, the judge is standing at the door. And we get images from this elsewhere in the scriptures. If we get Revelation chapter 3, Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And at any point in time, Jesus can return. And when he does, there will be an account to give. Will we be found in Christ, or will we be outside of him? And of course, that's the most critical question that any of us can ask and any of us can answer. And yet, even as believers, we're still going to have to give an account for the words that we said, for the actions that we committed. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, for we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. And James here is pointing us toward, look, watch how you're talking, because you will have to give an account. And so with that in mind, I want to pray for us. I want to encourage us always into a time of reflection and prayer. We're going to pray through scripture today, as has often been our pattern here on Wednesdays. And I'm going to give you some space to pray as well. And again, thanks so much for joining us on the DriveCast today. Father, assess my heart, if it's a grumbling heart against others, and reveal to me and to us why that might be. In points of frustration, would you give us an awareness? Maybe we've been speaking this way about others or to others for so long that we don't even realize it. It's just it's a natural response to other people. Would you cause us to pause, to stop, and to ask why? Give me an awareness, Lord, if this is an area of my life that I need to shift and to change. Remind us, Jesus, that you are coming back and that we will have to give an account for the life in which we lived and the words that we said. We want to honor you and glorify you. We want the world to know that we're yours by how we love people. And so if grumbling, complaining, slander, cutting down others is part of our rhythm, part of our vocabulary, part of the way in which we operate in the world, give us a heart of repentance. Confession to say, I was wrong, forgive me, Lord, and repentance to say, I've changed my mind about this and I'm turning away from it. We need you to do that. We ask it for the sake, for the glory of Jesus. Amen.